Sechzer Erevin Perek Vav Mishnah Yud. Mishnah. Now we're going to talk about a case where both of the chatzeres had an eruv, but both eruvs were no good. This is a continuation, of course, of the Mishnah that we were talking about yesterday, and it's again going to continue about two chatzeres zu lifnim zu, one chatzer that is inside of the other one. Shachach echad. If one of the residents of the outer chatzar forgot and he did not join in the Erev of his chatzar, hapnimim muteres, v'chitzayin asura, the inner one is muter and the outer one is asur. Min hapnimis v'loy Erev. If one person from the inner chatzar forgot and did not join in the Erev, shtein asurais, both of them are going to be asur. The inner chatzar is going to be restricted, and therefore that asers the outer chutzar in which it has the drisa seregel. Okay, now until now the Mishnah is talking about cases where each chutzar had its own erev. So the Mishnah now is going to talk about cases where two chutzars joined together in one common erev. So nasnu eruvim b'makim echad, and we know in order to carry from one chutzar to another, they joined together in a common erev in order to merge their chutzars into a single entity. And then the bread that's collected for this Erev is put in the house of one of the Chatzeres, so that all the residents of both Chatzeres are considered residents of the same house. Now, Nasnu Erev B'makam Echad, if they put their joint Erev in one place, V'shachach Echad Bein Min Hapimis Bein Min Hachitzayna, and one resident of either the inner Chatzer or the outer one forgot V'lay Erevin, did not join in the Erev, Shnei HaNasuris, both Chatzeres are going to be Aser, are going to be restricted. Even if one of the outer residents forgot to join the Erev, the inner chutzar would still be restricted because it can't get rid of its partnership with the outer chutzar without losing the Erev that is over there. But if the two chutzars are only taken up by yichidim, meaning that each chutzar only had one house in it, they do not have to join in. They do not have to join in the Erev with each other. Meaning, because each one can carry in his own chutzar, because the whole thing is his alone. Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph Chaloin Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. We're going to be talking about now. If there's two chatzeres that are next to each other, and the Mishnah is going to come to tell us when you can make one erev. So if you have a chaloin, a window, shebein shtei chatzeres, that is between the two chatzeres, meaning that there is a window in the wall that's between the two chatzeres, that opens up arba al arba, that has a 4x4 tfachim, b'soy chasara, within 10 tfachim of the ground, ma'arvin shnayim, then each chatzer makes an erev chatzeres for itself, and it's usher to carry from one chatzar into the other. But if they want, they can make one. If the people of the two chatzaris want to make one Erev, then they can do that. But let's say the window was pachas me arba al arba. Let's say the window was less than 4x4. So therefore, and it wouldn't be roi it wouldn't be normal to go from one chatzar to another with that side. It's not like a full opening. Or the window that's in the wall is higher than 10 tvachim. So it would also, again, be abnormal. So then, me'arvin shnayim, then each chatzar has to make a separate Erev in Ma'arvin Echad, and they cannot make one Erev for the two of them.